From the lesson that was read to us from Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul sets three most worthy goals: that Paul may know Christ and the power of his resurrection, that he may share Christ's sufferings and become like him in his, Christ's, death, and he may attain the resurrection from the dead. To know the power of Christ's resurrection, to participate in the sufferings of Christ, and to attain for Paul himself the resurrection from the dead. Life is goal-oriented, and Paul has set his goals straight. But as we look at the life of Paul, we know that he went through a lot of crisis situations. He had set his own goals in a certain way at a certain time, and later on he sets his goals differently from the way he had been setting the goals before. There was indeed a crisis situation in his life. You know, the confrontation between him and the Lord of the church, Jesus Christ himself. This is the first day of the fifth week of the quarter. Almost, we can say we are at the middle of the quarter, and most of us are going through some mid-quarter crisis. We probably signed up for a course which we didn't like, and we get to know the instructor, and we know that we do not like him at all. And it is too late to withdraw. We knew that there was so much reading in this course, and it only escalates, and it becomes worse and worse. There is no way to withdraw because you want to get your money back. It is tough. Some of us also go through another kind of crisis because we were leaving a job, a well-paying job, and now having come to this place, we are settling for what we are able to get. Not so much to get, but only to give that we are preparing. And Pastor Glenn Thomas says that the average age of the incoming student here is 29 years. That is almost a midlife crisis point in that person's life. And about 45% of the 10% of the students here are 45 years and above. And today we have among us 24 people, men and women, who have grown past 29 and 45, who have really gone through the midlife crisis, and we would like to think gotten someplace. When we look at these people and people like them who are brought to the foot of the cross, redeemed, sanctified, and able to grow, we know who are below 40 and 29 that life is not over yet. We have a life of transformation to live, and that is what we see in the life of the Apostle Paul. He writes in the text that people knew so much about him, and if they didn't know something about him, he continues to tell them who he was. Born Hebrew of Hebrews, of the tribe of Benjamin, circumcised on the eighth day, and tutored in the law of the religion. He excelled in Galatians, he says, beyond the standards set by his own peers. As to zeal, he persecuted the church of God. He thought it was right that in the name of the God whom he had known through the law, that it was appropriate. It was indeed a sacrifice that he was trying to put an end to this people of the way, those who have followed the Nazarene. But there was a crisis in his life. You know, on the road to Damascus, when he was confronted by the Lord himself, the one whom they crucified and rose again victoriously, and appearing to Paul on a personal basis and asking him the question, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Referring to the church of the time. There was a transformation. Paul's midlife crisis turns around to be a time of transformation. Then he says, "Now I have decided to know nothing but the cross of Christ. If I would glory, I will glory in the cross of Christ. So I may know more about the resurrection that he brought to us and for the whole world by his sacrificial death on the cross. And if he would glory, he would not glory on the past of the things that he left behind for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. He would not even count his education in Tarsus, his upbringing under Gamaliel, his competence in interpreting the law of God. But he would now, under the Spirit's guidance, directed by the Lord himself, interpret the law in the light of the fulfillment of that law in Jesus Christ himself. From being under the bondage of the law, he would now proclaim to him, to his people, and to the whole world, a law-free gospel, because Christ, the Lord himself, has taken the consequences of the law and made all people free. Paul was a man who was caught in the middle. In the middle of his cultures, in the middle of his upbringing, and his upward goal toward Jesus Christ, set in his mind by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that he may put on the new man, Jesus Christ, and walk toward that goal that is set ahead of him. As he moves in that journey, he has only one model to follow, that is our Lord and his Lord himself. In grade school and in kindergarten, in the good old days, when we were trying to, when the instructor was helping us to improve our penmanship, he or she would write for us the first line, then ask us to follow that model. And some of us were good at that, and some of us did not like that very much. But the purpose of that exercise was, we will follow this, and someday our penmanship also will grow and become perfect as the teacher's, at least as much as the teacher was able to perfect it. If you're like me, remember the old days, when you wrote the first line, you followed the instructor's model. In the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one, when we came to the ninth line, you probably looked at what was just ahead, just on top, one you copied yourself. Models change, don't they? But here in Paul's exhortation to us, we are asked to look up to that extreme model of Jesus Christ himself. Of course, there are apostles, prophets, leaders of the church, and others who have gone before us, but our ultimate model is Christ himself. And Paul says, so that we may imitate him. And by imitating him, we follow the cross, the way of the cross that he set before us, forgetting the past glory and looking forward to that eternal glory. Therefore, he can say, brothers, the sufferings that we go through right now are but a step closer to the glory that is awaiting us. Therefore, do not give up. You may be in the middle, but press on toward the goal. For the price of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Caught in the middle, look around. You are not alone, but look above. The one who himself placed himself in the middle between God and man, a righteous God and a sinful humanity. So he would become, the one who knew no sin would become sin for us by taking upon himself our sin, becoming an expiation, becoming our righteousness and our justification. That by grace, as we believe in him and trust in him, we are not looked down upon, but counted in as God's children. A blessed life it is. Beginning, midlife, end of life, Christ goes with us, leaving for us a model to follow. God grant us this faith and sustain us in this faith so that we may see him one day in his fullness, in his glory and grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.